Have you ever wondered where people go to when their hearts are crushed and their spirits broken? When the pain is intense and nobody is able to understand them or to offer help, not even those they love most? Believe me, this is a tough place to be. I've been there. You see, when our 28-year-old son, the joy of our lives, died a terrible death a year ago, I felt as if a knife pierced my soul. Pain and despair settled inside my brain and my heart. However, when I was at the very edge of hopelessness, I experienced the presence and comfort of my God, particularly through this special Bible verse. God is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. You see, grieving, healing take time, a lot of time. I know I can trust and wait on God. I have experienced in my own life His character, His faithfulness, His love, and His compassion. And these words have comforted me many times. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and do not faint. That's what God is doing for me, my friend. He has carried me through this time of deep sorrow. Yes, I grieve, but not without hope. And as I wait on Him, He is renewing my strength and making me soar like the eagle, way, way above my pain and my circumstances. Well, I did not want to talk about me today. I really want to talk to you about eagles. You might wonder, what is so special about eagles? And what is the relation between waiting on God, eagles, and the renewal of one's strengths? You know, the eagle is the most majestic of all birds created by God. It flies higher than any other bird. It builds its nest high on the cliff of a mountain or in the tallest tree. The eagle is a huge bird, about 90 centimeters. Its wingspan reaches 2 meters, and its nest is big enough for a human being to sleep in. The eagle can teach us a lot about God and also about ourselves. And today, I will focus on the way eagles learn to fly. Next time, we will learn how eagles can master the winds and renew their strength. You know, baby eagles behave very much like human beings. They just open their beaks and wait for mama to feed them several times a day. Eat and sleep. That's their lives for several weeks. However, it comes the time for them to get out of the nest. Mama Eagle starts circling the nest a few times, and then she dives into the nest, shaking it violently. Then she takes one bird into her mouth, and while holding it fast, flies up high into the skies. And all of a sudden, she drops it, and the little bird begins to struggle as it falls through the air. However, just before it smashes against a rock, Mama Eagle swoops down and picks it up, carrying it on her wings. She repeats the process several times. And finally it happens. The little eaglet flies away, just like its mother. Think with me for a moment. You and I are God's creation, just like the eagles. But unlike them, the Bible tells us that our first parents rebelled and sinned against God. You see, every human being is born a sinner and far from God. This is why there is so much evil in this world. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But the Bible also says that God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. You know, when a person believes in Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior, this person is accepted into the family of God. That's what the Bible says. To all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. When that happens, God's forgiveness, peace, and joy become a personal reality. Those who believe in Jesus Christ are at first like baby eagles. They are comfortable just receiving their spiritual food from reading the Bible or listening to a radio message or going to church. After that, they go back to sleep, so to speak, just like the baby eagle, for a few days until it's time to go to church or to listen to the radio program again. But then, one day, something unexpected, uncomfortable, maybe even painful happens, and they struggle and wonder what is happening. In times like these, some will blame the devil, others might blame people or circumstances. And what we need to understand, my friend, is that our loving Heavenly Father, our God, is the one who allows our nest, that is our lives, to be shaken. God wants us to grow up to maturity so that we too learn how to fly on our own. He wants us to learn how to face life's challenges with faith in Him, trusting that He will never leave us or forsake us. Here's another lesson. All eagles are born to fly. There is no point in being an eagle if you don't know how to fly higher than the other birds. In the same way, there is no point in being in this world without reflecting the very character of God, without trusting in Him and His Word in everything we do. That's why we need to remember that when bad things happen to us, this is the time when God is teaching us to fly. Through it all, we should never forget that He is right there with us, like Mama Eagle. He encourages us to flap our wings. And if we are unable to make it on our own, He comes to rescue us by taking us upon His everlasting and strong wings. What a comfort and assurance for us. Remember, the Bible says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles." So many times I have cried out to God and said, "Please, God, come and help me. I am falling. I'm not making it." And you know, every time, God is there. He always hears my prayer. So I want to encourage you to ask the Lord to help you when life gets tough, my friend. Don't be afraid. Don't try to fix life's mess on your own. Cry out to God and trust in Him. Believe me, He'll hear your prayers as He has heard each one of mine. God is also like the mother eagle. From the way a mother eagle treats her eaglets, we can learn how God treats us, His children. The wonderful thing is that even when we are slow learners and forget to flap our wings, He does not let us crash. Just when it seems that we are going under, He picks us up the way Mother Eagle does. I'm saying this because hard times come to every one of us. There is no one who doesn't have trials and troubles. But the good thing is that if we trust God when these times come on our way, we start to pray a little bit more, to read God's Word, the Bible, a little bit more, to trust Him more, and suddenly we realize He's answering our prayers. We're not helpless anymore because we have learned to spread our wings and fly life's skies with confidence on the promises that God makes to us in His Word, the Bible. Well, my dear friend, now you know a little bit more about me. Just like everyone else, I have my pressures and face trials, and it's not easy. Life hurts. Love hurts. But we can learn to fly away, to fly high above our circumstances, and to trust completely on our God. He's real. He is right at your side right now. Will you do as I did? Will you pray and ask God to teach you? Will you ask Him to fly with you over this dark time in your life? Remember our verse today. "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles."
We have to go now, but we do look forward to next time. We would love to hear from you. You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.